It's the age-old question, Fender Jazz Bass or Fender Precision Bass? Hi, I'm Isaac, and welcome to Bass History with Ike. The age-old question, a Fender Jazz Bass or Fender Precision Bass, has been a hard question to answer over the years, because there are just so many answers to this seemingly simple question. But first, we have to go back to 1951, when the Precision Bass was first introduced and made commercially available. Precision Bass is one of the main contributors to the Fender brand being made a juggernaut in the guitar world. Ever since the introduction of the P-Bass, Fender's legacy has been set, and so many big names in the bass world have played them as their main instrument, such as James Jamerson from the Funk Brothers, Pino Palladino from the John Mayer Trio, Bobby Vega from Sly and the Family Stone, and Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses. The Precision Bass has undergone many changes from its original version, but we'll get to that later. Now let's take a trip to 1960, when the Jazz Bass was first commercially manufactured. With the incredible success of the Precision Bass in 1960, Leo Fender saw it fit to design a new model with two pickups, both being a straight coil, and the bass having a slightly narrower neck. That bass was the Jazz Bass. The pickups on the Jazz Bass make a sound that is completely different from the smooth, round thump of the Precision Bass. Though you could still get a Precision Bass sound with the Jazz has the capability to have a punchier mid to high sound from the straight pickups that just cuts through the sound around it, unlike Precision Bass. Several big names like Jaco Pastorius of Weather Report and the Jaco Pastorius Big Band, John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Geddy Lee from Rush, just to name a few, have made their careers off the incredible sound of the Jazz Bass. I asked a few of the people I know that have experience with these basses, and the results are a 5-2 in favor of the Precision Bass. Most people really appreciate the smooth, rounded tone and the simplicity of it. The ones that said they prefer the Jazz Bass said it was because the tonal variation you can achieve with the Jazz Bass is much larger than what you can get with a Precision Bass. I spoke with Rochelle Yoder to help explain her response.
Out of the two, I prefer the Fender Jazz Bass. I like the depth and the tone that it has.
The main difference between the two basses is mainly due to the pickup selections on them. And small differences can be made by the tree the wood was cut from, finish selection, and how the pickups are wound. If you go to the Fender website and look at the description of the Precision Bass pickups, they generally will describe a powerful vintage tone with a strong low end and a rounded top end. But on the contrary, the straight coil pickups on the Jazz Bass are described as a classic, tight, and clear tone with a tight high end with punchy mids. The way these basses are now is different from how they started. The Jazz Bass has been relatively unchanged over the years, but since the introduction of the Precision Bass, many changes have been made. The original 1951 through 1952 Precision Basses were slab bodies with a large pickguard and a single coil pickup. Those have since been changed, and in 1954, the body shape changed to add contouring to the body. 1957, the large pickguard was dropped and replaced with a smaller pickguard, which it still has today. And in 1957, the single coil pickup was dropped and replaced by the split coil it still has today. The Jazz Bass has been relatively unchanged except for the addition of a tone knob, and the thumb rest is now either above the strings or not on the bass. You're probably wondering what my preference of bass is, and it's the Jazz Bass, for the exact same reasons I stated above. And just listen to this bass line from the incredible Jaco Pastorius.